On this episode of TJ Talk, we spark the conversation with special guest Shanaria, where we discuss being a marketing junkie, which includes her skills in photography, graphic design, media management, and consumer marketing. She also hosts Fleeky Fridays, where she flaunts her makeup skills and teaches those who may need a little more hands-on help than just a YouTube tutorial. Shanaria also drops a few gems on her upcoming projects for the holidays. So we hope you all enjoy her as much as we did here at the Melanin Mic. And if you haven't already, make sure you love on somebody today, even if that somebody is you.
To get started, here on the Melanin Mic, we always want to know, what did you do to love on somebody today?
What did I do to love on somebody today? Oh, I do that every day. I'm always sending out encouraging text messages, just doing nice stuff, showing another woman love, showing our kings love, like everything. So let's see, today, what did I do specifically today? Let me see if I can. Oh, Denisha, she celebrated her 6-year workiversary, and I sent her a whole text, like, happy workiversary. You know, that's a thing. Like, people don't understand. Right? That's a big accomplishment to be somewhere for 6 years, especially through the pandemic, the layoffs, all that stuff. So I loved on her a little bit today. I sent her a text message, you know, so yeah. Okay. That's the first thing that came to mind, but I'm pretty sure somewhere if I sat down and thought about it for a long period of time, I was like, oh, I let that guy get over in that lane when there was traffic. I feel like that's loving on somebody.
That is, because we all know here in Houston, everybody don't like to let you over. So that's a blessing. That's
love language in Houston.
Yeah. For me, I do want to say shout out to my best friend. My condolences to her. Her mom called me earlier and was like, hey, can you check on my baby? We just lost a family member. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I went over to check on her. And my condolences out to her and my shorty. And her family. I'll be over to check on you later. Okay, so Shanaria. Am I saying that right? Is it Shanaria?
Shanaria.
Okay. So, Miss Shanaria, to get started, can you tell us 3 things that you like about yourself without mentioning physical appearance?
Ooh. Let's see. My drive. My personality, I guess personality and sense of humor kind of go hand in hand. And, my drive, my sense of humor, personality, and my heart.
Ooh, blessings.
Sometimes that's a gift and a curse, but we just gonna keep it, you know, as a gift.
Girl, don't I know it? Like you said, being somebody that has the ability to love on other people, to give in a way that you do it so naturally, it's easy to be taken advantage of in today's society or for people to abuse that type of friendship or relationship. So the fact that you can protect your peace and still be able to give is a beautiful thing. It's hard these days too, though.
I had to learn that.
I think it's something that when you are a person who it happens so naturally, it is hard to learn how to protect yourself from those things because you don't think that people would do those things or treat you those type of things. Like, you're like, me? Like, what?
I thought so when something, like, somebody does something to me that I'm just like, me? Of all people, me.
And here. A whole nother level because you just know you didn't deserve whatever it is. So I believe me, girl, I know. So upon doing my research, so I found that you are a mom, Texas Southern graduate. Go ahead, tell us a few things about yourself.
Okay, yes, Texas Southern graduate. I graduated in 2015. I'm a communications student. Grad, and I minored in human performance. I did not start off at Texas Southern. I started off at San Jac, which is a junior college. I used to play basketball. I used to play basketball in school. Now I coach it, but that's just from the educational standpoint. I went to San Jac, then I went to Sam Houston, and then I finished at Texas Southern. to say the least. I wish I would have got to TSU sooner, because the HBCU experience is one of a kind. And it's just a whole different type of culture. And it was just, it was truly amazing. Yes, I'm a mom. I have two kids. One is 13. The other one is 4.
God, look like you have no 13-year-old. You look like you turned 20 yesterday. Stop it.
Girl, man, I'm tanking. I have a problem sharing my age. I'm 31. I was a teenage mom, but I wouldn't. I feel like it made me who I am today. So, I mean, no, I don't encourage being a teenage mom, but I feel like the cards that I was dealt and kind of ran with it. So, I have two girls. I'm the oldest one plays every sport that a girl can play. Well, I feel that way because we're always so busy. But nah, she's very athletic. And my youngest one, maybe 2 weeks ago, she told me she'd be the next Beyonce. So it's always like a show or dressing up or something. So never a dull moment. But yeah.
Oh, wow. See, that's like, we're 2 years apart. And I'm like the super sporty one. And she's the one that's super charismatic, the people person, always out in the masses at all the parties. That's her. So, like you said, you have a multitude of things under your belt now, and that includes being a quote-unquote marketing junkie. Can you break that down to tell the people what marketing junkie entails?
Marketing junkie is just about everything that you can get from a marketing company in one person. So, like, you need a logo, I can make your logo. You need a website, I can make your website. You need a purchasing store, I can fix that for you, too. You need graphics, I got you. You need a promotional shoot for your brand, I got you. Like, I literally can do all of that for you. You need flyers, you need, you know, signage, you need business cards. Like, I'm here.
Got you. So, how important is marketing to any type of industry?
Depending on what type, I'm not even going to say depending on. Right now, marketing is important across the board, especially online. I feel like we're getting away from the print side of marketing, which is kind of weird because, like, business cards, it's always been a thing. You need a business card. Now people will lose them, or they will say, you got an Instagram. Like, they're not even asking you for a business card. They want to see your Instagram presence. They want to see what you do, what you have. A business card, you can't see that. You just see my name, what I do, a phone number. But people are starting to ask about, you know, social media. But to get back on track, marketing is just very important across the board because, like I said, people want to see what you have to offer. You got to get yourself out there. We are living in a time where everybody is becoming an entrepreneur and everybody is starting to offer the same services. Like me with makeup, there's hundreds of makeup artists. So I got to make sure I market and I post and I give you content because I need you to see me. I need you to see what I can do. Not saying that it's like a big competitive market because I feel like each makeup artist offers something different, but you got to at least make it known and let yourself, you know, have the opportunity to be seen so that people say, oh yeah, hey, yeah, she does makeup, you know, whatever. Same with photography, same with apparel, same with marketing, same with everything. So, like, yeah, marketing is very important.
So where do you first personally feel that people may go wrong when it comes to launching or trying to market their brand?
I feel like they don't do it enough. I feel like they may say, oh, you know, I can just get a few of my friends to wear my clothes and they post it and that's enough. Like, no, you gotta, like, get creative. Like, you gotta give people something different to look at. You gotta give them, you know, you gotta be as active as possible. And I feel like a lot of people just kind of get lax with just doing the basics, you know, oh, I got a new shipment, I'm gonna take a picture in it, post it, and that's it. I always recommend, like, you need a promotional photo shoot. People want to see, like, nice clean photos. Get professional pictures. Like, you have to invest in yourself fully, you know, if you really want to see your baby grow, basically. So, yeah, I think that's where people mess up the most. Like, they just kind of get lax and they're just like, oh, yeah, I can just coast on through it. And it's like, no, you got to put in the hard work. You got to have the sleepless nights. You got to come up with the ideas. You got to put the pen to the paper and figure out. You got to do the research. I still stay up watching makeup videos and, you know, learning new techniques from people that are, like, professional a celebrity makeup artist. Like, you have got to always do the research, basically.
Do you think that it's possible for a person to separate their personal life from their brand?
Yes. And it's funny that you say that, because I kind of struggle with that myself, only because I feel like a lot of what I do is such, like, lifestyle-ish. So, like, photography, that's family. Makeup, right. That's me, you know. Marketing, that's me also, because it's my brand. So, it's like, I feel like my circle of people, they kind of are in tune with all of that. So, I feel like, oh, yeah, I can post business to my personal page and post business, you know, to my business page. But I'm focused more now on making sure, okay, business needs to go on business, personal needs to go on personal, but I'm like, my business is my personal, like, it just so I struggle with that with myself, and that's just being completely transparent. And even with photography, like, I'll use my youngest daughter as my muse, so it's like, it's personal, but that's my business shot, you know, so I post it on both pages, like, yeah. But there is a way, like, you can definitely separate the two. Like, for people that have, like, boutiques, it's easy to separate a boutique from your personal life, because truth be told, you may not always wear your boutique clothing, so, right, so whenever you do wear it, you can post that to your business page, and when you don't wear it, you know, you post whatever you're going to post to your personal page. It just really depends on what line of business you're actually in. Like hairstylists, on your personal page, you don't have to post a whole thread of, like, hairstyles. That's, right, that's what you'll have your business page for. So it kind of just depends on where you're at.
I also struggle with that as well. As far as just second guessing myself, because sometimes I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm posting too much of my business stuff on my personal page. They're probably, like, tired of me. I definitely feel you when you say it's something that I think we as entrepreneurs struggle with, when our business is so much of who we are and it contains so much of our personality. It's really hard to try to separate that from your personal page. Right. And so sometimes I just be like, so y'all know I got this business.
As messed up as it's going to sound, like, people watch more than they like. So that's another marketing tip. Like, if you post it on your feed, also post it in your story, because my story right. views 300-400 views, 5, you know, whatever. And then the post itself may be like 60 likes. And I'm like, y'all watching, but y'all not.
Like.
I feel like more so what grasps people for me is really the creative side of it. It's not so much as the foot traffic comes later, basically. Mm-hmm. So you got creative, because you got to give the people something to look at. When you go to a page, it looks boring, you're probably going to exit the page. If you go to the page and you see that it has good content, the colors are nice, the pictures are clean, you're going to start scrolling, see what it's about. You don't even care about how many followers it is. If it looks nice, if it feels good, you're going to stick around and look at it. So I think that's what attracts people to me the most is, you know, like, the good clean pictures, the content itself, the creativity and stuff like that. So I always start there first, and then we kind of, like, trial it for maybe like a month or so. We start with different hashtags, you know, see what works, see what's popular in your brand, because yeah, I know what works for photography and makeup tags, but I don't know what works in apparel, or I don't know what works for a chef, you know, like, there's different things. So it's like, I have to do my research. We got to figure out what works. What type of audience do you have, you know, stuff like that. Then we go from there.
Okay. So what do you feel are the pros and cons of being able to do it all, such as taking them some photos, designing the logos, then you turn around and market it? So we're going to start with the what is it? You start with the bad stuff first.
Honestly, I think the main one is just being able to say no, or that, or do it like that. Like, you know, telling them, like, no, we can't do this because it's going to hurt your brand, because I'm big on, hey, it's your business. You have this vision. I want to give you everything that you have vision for your brand. I don't want to be the one to tell you, no, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Because this is your at the end of the day. So I don't want to be the one to say, nope, you can't do that. We got to do it like this. And this is what's going to work. You know, like, I don't like to crush dreams like that. I'm just, I get like, okay, yeah, well, we can try this, and then we'll try for like 2 weeks, and I already know that it's probably not gonna work, but I want you to see. I guess another con would just be like biting off more than I can chew sometimes. I get really excited, like new ideas and people like starting businesses, that kind of stuff excites me. So I'm like, yeah, we need to do the photo shoot. I can have a logo by tomorrow and da 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 da. But then I'm starting like, wait, Anaya has volleyball game tomorrow. I got practice in the morning. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then next thing you know, I'm still pulling an all-nighter because I didn't got excited because of somebody else's dreams and brand and everything else. So, yeah, that one always comes back to bite me. So I think I gave you like maybe two of the bad things. I think those are like the top two things. But as far as the good side of that, it's just the convenience because people like when they can come to one person. They don't have to shop around. They don't have to do all of this. The relationships that I build, and then just being able to like build the confidence of the entrepreneur themselves, because you and I both know starting a brand, that is a scary thing. I've been doing photography since 2014. I started doing makeup in like 2016, 2017. I can tell you times where I just wanted to box it all up and be like, come pick it up off the porch. Like, I don't want to do this. And then I have times where I'm like, okay, we in our bag, okay. So, but it took me, you know, I mean, I started with 2004, it's 2021, 7 years of doing this for me to get to this point to where I'm like, I'm going to stick with it. Like, I enjoy it, the good, the bad, like, I'm rolling with it. So when I get those startup businesses that they're just starting, they've never had another business. This is like brand new to them. I like being able to speak that confidence and pour it into them and let them know the real deal because, you know, we'll get on Google real quick. How to start a business, and it'll give you like this generic answer.
Right.
And it's like, no, you've got the part where you might draft your card because you need this, but you're going to make the money back because you got this. You know, like you got, I feel like being able to tell people like, this is what to expect. It's not going to always be sunshine and birds chirping. Like, it's going to get real sometimes, but you got to stick to it. So,
girl. And I think that's the part, like you said, that a lot of people need to hear. So it's so beautiful that you pour these things into them. Just because, like you said, being an entrepreneur, even so, there'll be things that will start and still won't finish till months later. Like people, like you said, for me and my brand, I started Melanin Marketing about 2019. It was always a concept, but it actually came into like the wheels start rolling in 2019, right? So I knew I wanted to, you know, have this podcast. So I ordered me this microphone off of Craigslist. And when I tell y'all, I just opened that box like probably like 2 weeks ago with that microphone. But it all came into fruition at the right time because the day I opened it was the day that, or the week that I was getting ready to launch my podcast on Apple Music. So I was like, I had a full-blown, like, 360 moment. I was like, oh, my God. I remember, like, when I ordered this, like, I remember where I was at mentally and to be here. And so I used it. Like, then I was like, okay, then.
Really big on, I feel like, as soon as you start stressing, because I know whenever I do things, like I've done pop-up shops, I've done makeup classes, I've done events, I do an event every year, a toy drive every year. I know, you know, all these events that I've done, and that week leading up to it, I'm stressed out. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go get this, I gotta go do this. So you probably like, I need a mic, what am I gonna do? And boom.
For me, that was just a sign that I was where I was supposed to be in that moment. Everything was working out the way that it was supposed to. Even though, like I said, I received this package almost 2 years before, everything was lining up at the very exact time. So even if things, like you said, don't get started or they might not play out the way that they're supposed to that first time, as long as you keep going, keep trying at it, the consistency is legitimately going to be key to get you.
Positive. Like, I know that's hard, especially when, like I said, you have a vision and it does not go as planned. I can tell you right now, my life from the time I found out I was having a baby when I was 17 up until now has not been nothing that I had planned out. probably been one of the best things because I just feel like I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still able to do types of things and talk to people, talk to you, talk to my friends, talk to strangers, and just let them know, hey, it may not be going where you want it to go now, but if you can pull a piece of positive out of every situation and keep going, you'll be good.
So as far as like the or like your marketing and things like that, is this something that kind of came into fruition the more that social media progressed, or was marketing something that you always just wanted to do?
I think a little bit of both, because the creativity, I enjoy being creative, like DIY, doing things, creating things. And it really, really came into play when I started hosting my own events. Like I said, pop-up shops and things like that. And I would, like, look for people to, like, make these, you know, oh, I need a logo. Oh, I need this. And I'm looking at their stuff. I'm like, I can do this. Like, this is something I can do. So I started doing it. And I'm like, this is easy. I like it. It doesn't really take a whole lot of effort from me because it just kind of comes natural. And then I became one of the people that people were looking for. Hey, who made your logo? I did. Hey, who made me? You looking for me? So then, you know, like I said, it was something easy. It was something fun. Like, being creative is just something natural. It comes easy. Like, I can literally sit here and mock up a logo in like 30 to 45 minutes and send it off, and it's great. Like, it's just, it doesn't feel like work. You know, when you're doing something that you love, and it, you know, it comes natural, it never feels like work. So I think it started, like I said, as something that I just already kind of just had and started toying with, and it just went from there. So social media definitely played a part in that, though, because, like I said, it's not like I was printing out flyers to go and, like, walk around. I'm like, hey, I need something that catches the eye that I can post. So once I had the concept of that, it's like, okay, the wheel started turning. And it went. So yeah, I guess social media did kind of play a part in that.
Okay. So you said that you used to host, or you probably still do host your own events, and that includes pop-up shops. So I know that you have, for your photography, you have fall mini sessions, as well as for your makeup, you do Fleeky Fridays. Can you tell the people about how that works?
So Fleeky Friday is something that I drop, like, you just got to be ready for it. It's not something that I'm, like, planning, like, oh, yeah, all week. Just know it's happening. It's something that I'll drop maybe on a Wednesday or a Thursday, like, hey. And I feel like Fleeky Friday is just one of those things where after work, you had a long day, you need to come get your makeup done, and I'm here for you. But you don't want to go and pay $75, $60. Hey, come get a discounted price. Let's chop it up. Let's talk about your week. And let's get you together. So you can go get this happy hour drinks, this drink special, whatever. Go have a good time with your friends and let them know that I slayed your face. So Friday is. As far as the fall minis, fall and winter is my absolute favorite times of the year. Although in Houston, we don't really get that until like December, January. But I'm excited because the weather is changing this week. We're getting a cool front. But anyway, fall minis, basically, they change every year. A lot of times it's just for the kids. Sometimes I'll get families involved, depending on, you know, how big the family is or whatever. But it's just a mini session. It's 30 minutes. The kids come. I have different props. This year I have like a mini teepee, have some cute fall pillows, some mini pumpkins, string lights, different things like that. So it's just something we just kind of go out to the park, have fun with, and the kids love it. I give out candy and it's all good.
With makeup, getting everybody pretty, doing all fun things. Of course, we know as women, we are often judged the most when it comes to our appearance. So there's the idea that exists in the world that makeup hides a person's true self. What would you have to respond to someone who doesn't think that makeup should be worn?
Anyways. I mean, makeup. And this is the thing, you can ask any of my clients, whenever I do their makeup, the first thing they do, they look in the mirror and they're like, oh my God, I look so beautiful. And I'll follow up and say, you're beautiful when you walked in here. this is just an enhancement. This is just for fun. So we gotta start there. People need to understand that when women wear makeup, I know for me, when I'm wearing, it's not, first of all, it's not for you. And second of all, to cover or hide anything. Cause I have my days where I don't wear any of this. I'm outside, this with a hat on, some sweat. Girl. Like, I don't care. So I feel like people, they just nitpick. I feel like for women, they nitpick on every little thing. Like, oh, you're wearing this, you must not like this. Oh, you're wearing this, you must not be confident. Oh, you know, wear a weave, your hair must be net. Like, stop. Like, we do this because this is what we like. It's what we like, right. It's what we want to do. I mean, it shouldn't have to be, oh, we're trying to hide our true self. Like, because I tell you now, I could sit here and have this conversation with you the same way, the same personality, with these lashes and this makeup and without it. So,
man, and I know that you, or upon doing research, I know that once upon a time you were able to host a class that's like kind of via Zoom or via FaceTime. But what would the like kind of like the main two products that you personally cannot go without in your makeup?
The main two products that I cannot go without, my eyebrow pencil, because. My brows, I gotta do my brows. I have my days where I'll do just my brows and put on some lashes, and that's it.
I'm like, I don't even know how to use an eyebrow pencil because these things.
I got you covered because I'm actually, this is me kind of giving you an inside, but I'm planning, well, I think I've already posted about it, but Brushes and Brunch is going to be a brunch-based makeup class because, you know, we love brunch, right? Of course. So, it may be either Brushes and Brunch or Brushes and Bubbles because I love champagne. So it may be like a champagne and makeup type of class. So I'm kind of juggling too. So that's an inside scoop for whoever's watching. I just dropped the gem real quick. Before the year for sure, and probably before the toy drive. That's another thing. I host Slay the Slay in December. It's a toy drive where you bring a toy and you get your makeup done by either me or an upcoming makeup artist. I do this event because, for one, I get to give back. And for two, if you're an upcoming makeup artist, you need to build your portfolio. So these people are coming in because they want to get their makeup done and they're bringing a toy. So why not stick them in the chair of somebody that's just starting off so that they can have these before and after pictures to post on social media so that they can have something to show.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. Okay. Your eyebrow pencil and what's your other go-to in your makeup bag?
I'm kind of torn between lashes and lip gloss.
Oh, I knew it!
Because I'm not even going to say torn because I'll go outside looking bald-headed by the eyes, but my lips to be crusty, I can't.
I can't go nowhere without a good lip gloss or a good chapstick.
Exactly.
But, okay, so to get into wrapping things up, what can we expect from Shenaria in the future? I know you said that we're getting ready to come up on the holiday season, so you have the Slay the Slay. Okay, which is the toy.
S-L-A-Y, the, like, Slay.
I like it. Okay, pun on words. I know, like, look good when you read it.
Right. On the logo that I had to make for the, yeah.
So we have Slay the Slay. We can also follow you to catch your Fleeky Fridays. You have your fall options. But as far as your brand, your photography, your marketing, what would be the next steps for you?
Right now I don't have anything like major going on with those because this is busy season with the holiday season and stuff like that. So it's like right after fall minis, then it's going to be Christmas minis and still preparing for Slay the Slay. This is year 4 of Slay the Slay, so it's getting bigger and better every year. So this year I'm gonna buckle down more on it because I try to add something new every year just to kind of give it something different because I have consistent people that come every year. So I don't want them to say, oh yeah, I came last year and it was the same. It's like, nope, it's different every year. So
sports. The kids are back at school. Like I told you earlier, I'm like, I'm on my way to practice to go pick her up. So, yeah, just the fall minis, the Christmas minis, Slay the Sleigh, the makeup class. I don't know if it's going to be brunch-based or just champagne only, but I do have that coming up. After the new year, it'll go into, I always do like a Valentine's mini, like a couples mini. And I also do like a get ready with me date night makeup class so that you can do your makeup for Valentine's Day. Because people work, people have stuff going on and they can't make it to go get their makeup done. So I don't want you to be like, dang, I didn't get my makeup done. I'm not going to look how I want on Valentine's Day. No. The class at the beginning of February so that you can practice all the way up until Valentine's Day and you can sell your own things.
Well, that's a blessing because, look, funny story. So, like I said, I legit am not lying when I say that I probably use the same products every time. So, last year, I was like, okay, I just started dating this guy, right? And so, he invited me out this Saturday because Valentine's Day is, I think, on, like, Sunday this year. And so, he invited me out on Saturday. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to try to look, like, a little different. Like, I'm going to try to do something a little different with my makeup. Just so you know how bad I failed. If you look at the pictures, you'll see the same look. Let's just put it that way because it was... So bad. The smoky eye. I was like a raccoon. I was like, oh, we're just going to take all this off.
I got you, sis. I got you. Listen, I expect you at every makeup class I host from here on so I can get you to get there.
What can we do to support your business, sis? Look, because you got a few, girl.
Hey, repost, like, comment, share. Tell a friend. I'm not hard to please. Like, I take all of that. If you told somebody about me today, I take it.
Amen.
Basically it. And it's even better if you get to show up. But I know, like, life happens. You can't show up every event. You can't be there. But if you shared a post, you showed someone, like, hey, my friend does this. Or what? Hey, you are all right with me.
Amen. Amen to that. So, with that being said, that pretty much sums up our show. I am so blessed that you took the opportunity to talk to me today. I greatly appreciate you for taking the time to talk to me. And then, of course, just for next week, we will be back on the Melanie Mic for TJ Tuesday. So, this is my first time not having necessarily an entrepreneur moment, but we plan on having some really good conversation. So, next Tuesday. 7 p.m. Y'all can catch us here on the Melanin Mic. And where can they find you, Shanaria?
Oh, do I give them the personal page or the business page? Well, because I'm trying to form these good practices, y'all, my business Instagram is captured. Well, it's the one that I'm under. I don't know if they can see it, but I'll type it in the comment. And this is on Instagram and Facebook. So I just put it in the comments. That's me. Like I said, I share between both pages, but I'm trying to pick up on these better practices of keeping business on business and personal on personal. So got to start somewhere, right?
and that's next is I have to tell people. I think I told somebody the other day. I was like, start from where you are. A lot of people are often waiting for some magic moment or waiting for something to click or happen. And honestly, those moments are going to happen as you're working. Those moments come while you're getting stuff done. So if we're just sitting around waiting for something to tell you to get started, that moment's not coming. You just have to start.
Well, I'm going to start on Monday. Why not just start now? What's on Monday than starting on Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever you feel like you're gonna start? Because there's so many times I've waken up and been like, I need to have a promotional something, and I will start it and I'll write it up, and it's Wednesday and I'm posting it and we're working with it, like,
so. Right, and like that helps with spontaneity, you know. A lot of the times people are so uniform that people get bored with what you're doing. Like, it's okay to
Exactly.
Like, that's totally a-okay. And I hope that everybody who is watching us today has grasped something from our conversation today. Yeah. And of course, if you haven't already, you should make sure to you love on somebody today, even if that somebody is you. Did you have any questions for me, sis, before we go?
This is just exciting. I feel like this is a really good platform. Like, this, what you're doing is so bomb. I mean, just the whole thing, loving on somebody, just pouring into other people, recognizing other queens, because it's hard out here as us. It's like a domino effect. Like, it just takes one person, and you are that one right now. So keep doing what you're doing. I will be tuning in and sending people your way. Oh, and I appreciate you taking the time to kind of pick my brain a little bit about what I got going on.
Again, like I said, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And for anyone watching, like you said, if you have any entrepreneurs, any Black creatives, you don't even necessarily, like I said, have to have a business per se. You're somebody who feels like you have something to say, by all means, reach out to us here on the Melon and Mike. You can slide in our DMs and we'll make sure to get at you. So again, thank you all for tuning in today, and I will talk to you soon, sis.
All right.